It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 27th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. In a few weeks, Apple will unveil new software and possibly new hardware for developers who work with the company's devices. We won't know what exactly will be announced at the Worldwide Developers Conference until it starts on June 10th, but the rumor mill is already churning. We'll give you an example. The classic design of the mobile operating system, iOS, might get a big revamp from the company's new design guru, Johnny Ive. Nathan Ingram writes for the website The Verge.
iOS has looked essentially the same since it launched in 2007, and it's kind of drawn some criticism as Microsoft and Google have both gone in different directions visually. Johnny Ive is known for being a minimalist designer, so it sounds like he's going to just streamline the look and feel significantly.
Ive took over interface design duties at Apple after the departure of Senior VP Scott Forstall. The developer conference sold out as usual in a matter of seconds.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Volusion, providing complete e-commerce software, services, and support to help companies build successful online businesses. More at Volusion.com. Do you have what it takes to be a budget hero? Try your hand at fixing the nation's finances and see how your choices stack up to others. Go to budgethero.org and play the popular online game from American Public Media. That's budgethero.org.
If you're spending this Memorial Day in somebody else's house that you rented online, you might have used vacation website Airbnb, but not in the state of New York, not for long at least. Last week, a judge here ruled the company is violating laws against running illegal hotels. Jonathan Zittrain is co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He says online rental websites have challenged some of the old expectations about room and board.
This really starts from a division that is not so firm anymore between commercial and non-commercial. And the division is longstanding that the kinds of duties that, say, an innkeeper owes his or her guest are actually stronger than the duties that a social host owes a friend coming over for a visit.
So this is kind of a problem.
Well, it is a problem for which we don't want the solution to be worse than the problem. Now, for something like Airbnb, you could see how a regulator might have interest in saying, I don't understand why you get away with running a flop house when a commercial owner of a building isn't allowed to without having stuff up to speed on the fire codes, on all sorts of other stuff.
Legislation is one possibility. I mean, is it possible that Airbnb could adjust the way they do business?
There might be something they can do, but it's hard to just think of this as a technicality tweak. And what I like, actually, is not trying to anticipate every single problem ahead of time. I like the idea that these services start on the internet and the kinks kind of get worked out a little bit through the market, and then a bunch of people are using it. That might be the moment to say, we need to figure out how it's going to relate to its more traditional commercial siblings.
Is it also problematic the way that things are working out because now Airbnb sort of gets squashed in New York for a little while? Or do you think that's part of the natural process and this will work itself out?
I don't think Airbnb is going anywhere. And I don't think it's going anywhere down in New York. There will be something worked out. And this particular thing happens to be something that involves citizens at large making money or having a good travel experience. And those citizens vote.
Jonathan Zittrain of Harvard. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you.
That's it for us. Happy Memorial Day. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.